Lastly, he also appeared to me as if I were one born at the wrong time. What do his statements of humility mean here, and how are they appropriate? If he wants to demonstrate his credibility and include himself among the witnesses of the resurrection, he seems to be doing the opposite. It would be more appropriate for him to elevate himself and show his greatness, something he often does when the situation calls for it. However, he chooses to be modest precisely because he's about to boast. He doesn't do it immediately, though, but with his typical good sense. After first showing humility and listing many accusations against himself, he proceeds to highlight his accomplishments. Why might this be so? When he eventually makes that grand claim about himself, "I labored more abundantly than all," his words will be more acceptable because they follow a humble preamble rather than beginning as a boast. This is why, when writing to Timothy and preparing to declare his greatness, he first presents his shortcomings. Generally, people can freely and confidently compliment others, but someone who finds themselves obliged to praise their own achievements, especially when they are also their own witness, tends to feel uneasy and embarrassed. That's why this blessed man first admits his own failings before making that bold claim. He does this partly to lessen the discomfort of praising himself, and partly to make his subsequent claims more believable. Someone who honestly portrays their own defects without hiding anything, such as by admitting having persecuted the church and destroyed the faith, makes their honorable deeds appear more trustworthy as well.